fictionalised St John Features End Car Wash Wars, a new show premiering on 5TV in New Brunswick this week. The show is a comedy set in a manual car wash, infused with a healthy dose of absurdity. The first episode of the show was previewed at Haven Music Hall on Thursday, presented by stars Kristen Green and Jimmy McKinley. St John-based creator, co-producer and showrunner Stephen Suntrees of Paratactic Pictures spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the process of getting his vision to the screen and the inspiration that the city brought to the production.
My first comedy series is Car Wash Wars, which is airing on Bell 5 February 7th. It is a co-production between my company, Paratactic Pictures, and Sandy Hunter's company, Cazador Inc. I'm not born and raised in St. John. I've been living here since 2017 or 2016. I noticed those manual car washes. I'd heard about them and started to realize that it's an interesting premise for a comedy series. So the show takes place in an absurd yet authentic version of St. John that we like to say. In the world of the show, all manual car washes, there's one remaining manual car wash in St. John. Now, in the world, there's something called the Car Wash Conservation Act of 1993, which deems all manual car washes as municipal heritage sites and prohibits the development of any automated car wash. The wealthy oligarch villain named Mr. Dulce, and yes, his first name is Mr., he wants to automate all industries in St. John, but he can't infiltrate the car wash industry because of the Car Wash Conservation Act. I don't want to give any spoilers, but something unfolds to launch St. John into another car wash war, where Mr. Dulce finds an opening to compete, finally.
Why St. John itself isn't important, basically? Is location important to the story?
Yeah, I mean, you know, personally, like, I feel very connected to the city. I was really kind of taken by the community feeling. It's a bigger city, but it also has a very small town feel about it. You know, I felt a connection that I could call home that I kind of lost when I moved away from my hometown. You know, it's hard, like, a lot of the show is very lighthearted, but it's kind of representative of the class disparity that's kind of always in your face in St. John. You have one of the wealthier corporations in the country, while also one of the higher unemployment rates, especially for people that are kind of in their young adult lives. So I found that kind of that blue-collar element very beautiful. I feel like that's a version of St. John that people, at least, especially like in ways that are marketable outside of the province, wasn't really represented. And I feel like it's not something that's something that needs to be kind of celebrated. I do, you know, want to write silly comedies, and I feel like that kind of dichotomy and class divide to be a fertile ground to write a very interesting, thought-provoking but absurd comedic premise. So, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about the kind of process of kind of getting it made, and then sort of how you got to this point here?
A year ago, like at this time last year, the project was essentially just a one-page synopsis. And, you know, co-producer Sandy Hunter helped sell it to Bell 5, Bell Canada. You know, I was a writer and associate producer on the O'Don's comedy series set in Miramichi, the O'Don at Hughes Pub, last summer. And I kind of met, you know, our lead actor Kristen Green, who plays Caleb Hawley, Taylor Olson, who plays a character, Clem McIntosh, who's another character, and Jimmy McKinley, who's also in O'Don's. I had developed a real kind of fulfilling collaborative connection and dynamic with those people. So we invited all those people into a writer's room, along with our amazing director, Bruce Legros. And, you know, we really kind of, I knew where the story kind of should have started, and I wrote the pilot, and I knew where it needed to end, but I found this kind of beautiful writer's room where a lot of different people kind of really infused their interests, their passions, their nerd kind of obsessions and their personalities into the series in each of these various characters and their character arcs. And it really made the show this kind of beautiful collaborative kind of mission. And it's something I'm very proud of, that I really think there's something in there for everyone. Starting in June, we did the writer's room. June, July, I kind of entered a fugue state for 2 months and wrote the outlines for every script. You know, there's a lot of me in it, but it's also a lot of everyone else that's a part of it. So we've mapped out 5 seasons, and it gets crazier and crazier. So I'm excited to hear what people think about the first season, but I also urge everyone to stay tuned because it's going to get very crazy. We're not punching down, as they say, and not picking easy targets. We're really trying to satirize and engage with thought-provoking topics in a lighthearted way that's fun, and also is trying to kind of add some levity to the oppressive social forces in the world today. So, yeah.
Co-producer Sandy Hunter of Cazador Inc. also added his perspective on the location and the inspiration behind the show.
St. John offers a really great palette of a gritty industrial port city. And obviously the whole idea of the Car Wash Wars was based around these spray wash places. So it had to be here. But did we heighten that? Yes. I mean, I got a Sabricklin from a collector, and that was our villain's car that they drove around. And placing that car, driving around uptown and seeing the smokestacks of the refinery behind it as it crests the hill. That sort of visual twist really grounds it in the place. So yeah, it's although obviously a fictionalized, almost Simpsonian. I mean, Simpsons is our reference that for a lot of the characters. They seem real, but they're heightened. Telling stories set in New Brunswick, obviously through a comedic lens. We've done a number of them now, and obviously trying to, you know, take the world that we know and make it funnier. But yeah, I mean, really, we're just trying to, like, make shows that, you know, we make them here, but hopefully they're popular across Canada and maybe beyond, and we get a second season and keep getting to do more. We put it out tomorrow, so everyone in St. John, if you would like to see Car Wash Wars Season 2, if you're not on Bell 5, you won't be able to watch it. But if you are, please watch the show, because every play counts and gives us a chance to come back and do it again and tell more stories set right here in your kind of crazy hometown.
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.